Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend, pretty weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk a little boating safety. This is something that we do annually. Probably ought to do on a more regular basis.
Probably.
Tim Spice, Texas Parks and Wildlife Boating Safety Coordinator, will be joining us later in the program. Just talking about some updates, things to do. There's a lot of folks that will be getting new crafts because their boats were damaged or destroyed during Harvey.
Yep.
There will be those that will be operating new boats or maybe boats for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some ideas and suggestions beyond the course. Folks, boats don't come with brakes. That's the first thing, okay?
Yeah, that's one thing.
But, you know, give you some tips on how to be safe, things to do, things not to do. Plus, we've got some outdoor news. Give you some updates coming from the National Rifle Association's convention in Dallas.
Yes, I got a few notes on that one, too.
Yeah, good. And?
Yes?
Dicks?
Oh, I got some notes on that one, too.
So we got a good show, and we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So y'all stick around, and remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife. And the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and some friends for the Automotive Reporter. For over 15 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks, bringing you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations. Play the latest programs and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your App Store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson, Harold Gunn, we do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. Well, I can tell you that my fears were laid to rest. I was concerned that the fact that the NRA was going to Dallas,
mm-hmm.
that they may not have as strong a show as they had in Houston a few years back.
Yeah.
You know, I guess if one Texas city was going to best another Texas city that held the record for a number of years.
Oh, those bastards up north.
Yeah, it'd be those guys up north.
Hey, it's Texas, friends.
That's right.
It's Texas.
That's right.
Friendly competition, which has been good for us for a long
Oh, we love it. We really do.
But it set a record.
87,125.
And I was reading
154.
I was reading a piece my friend Sheriff Jim Wilson, gun writer, did, mm-hmm. and he said, "And no, those four protesters were not harmed."
just for the record, the previous record was 86,255. Mm-hmm. Okay,
right.
So about 1,000 more people mm-hmm. showed up. But Dallas had an advantage.
Oh, what was
I'm going to call foul on this one.
What, you know? What's that?
Well, when you have President Donald Trump, you know, and Vice President Mike Pence show up, mm-hmm. when we had it in Houston,
right.
Who was our president?
I forgot.
Yeah, it was the other guy.
Yeah, that other guy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't believe he attended.
No, he didn't. Nor did any of his representatives.
Right, right. So, anyway. Yeah. No, but congratulations to Dallas.
Well, and also possibly, I think it may have skewed the crowd because probably that 1,000 were Secret Service agents.
Maybe. Before we get into some other national news,
yes.
Let me share something with you because everybody knows that Mark Zuckerberg, mm-hmm. the founder of Facebook,
right,
testified before Congress because of breaches, you mm-hmm. know. And there have been those, including myself, that have been going, the censorship, you know, what you do, what you don't see, why don't I see this, why don't I see the others?
Right.
And in business, I do use Facebook as a marketing tool, mm-hmm. one of many.
Right.
And was boosting a post on the May issue that's on sale at Texas Outdoors Journal mm-hmm. on hog hunting.
Okay.
And there was a video that was actually shot by our friends at Slow Glow with Texas Outdoors Journal hunting editor Tom Claycomb III. And they declined it.
Oh.
They declined it. Okay. But I could appeal. Mm-hmm. And so I did. And I went, hey, this is, you know, there's, you know, over $1 billion worth of damage done to crops. You know, mm-hmm. this is a video showing a technique, you know, to hunt, harvest.
Right. Legal.
Legal.
Yeah.
And all. And they did come back, but I had to file an appeal. And okay. they did come back and go, okay.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
But I thought it was interesting that right off the bat, because it was hunting, and they were talking about, oh, it's promoting violence and things of this mm-mm, nature. I'm going,
No. Right. Okay.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right. Let's get into some really interesting news.
Dicks?
Yes. Boy, did they step in it.
Yeah. You know, and kudos to the manufacturers that have come on board here, because what has happened, what Bill and I both are talking about, is United States firearms manufacturers that have said, okay, then we're just not going to sell you our stuff.
Right.
So far, the list may have changed this morning, I don't know. So far, we've got Springfield, mm-hmm. High Point, Inland, mm-hmm. then Mossberg.
Oh, yeah, big time on Mossberg.
Right? And the National Shooting Sports Foundation booted them out.
Oh, slapped their hand, unanimous vote.
Yeah.
You know.
Booted them out of membership.
Right.
Hmm.
And basically what happened is, due to the last tragedy.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Dick's came out and said that they were not going to sell, and then that they, upon themselves, raised the minimum age from 18 to 21.
And they weren't going to sell assault-type weapons.
And that they were going to destroy the inventory that they had on hand.
Just destroy
them. Right. Yeah.
Duh.
Gee. There wasn't a law enforcement agency. I mean, you know, it wasn't there anything positive you could do as opposed to the grandstanding?
Man, I wonder which VP of marketing is taking the responsibility for all of that.
Well, here's my thought.
Seemed like a good idea.
And it's Dick's and their sister company or branding.
Sports.
Field and Stream.
Field and Stream. Field and Stream, the branding thing, yeah.
Right.
Basically the same stores, just different names.
Here's my perception is this provided an opportunity for them mm-hmm. to shift their marketing effort
right.
away from sporting goods where they were not really that strong.
Mm-hmm.
There were others that were out hustling them.
Right.
When you go up against the now combination of Bass Pro and Cabela's,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Right.
Or your independents that always do a pretty good job,
sure,
because of their local knowledge, you know.
Well, like Carter's
customer
country.
Service.
Oh, I mean, traditionally the largest independent firearms dealer,
right,
in the United States.
Well, their knowledge, hands-on customer service,
correct.
Okay, is what your independents have going for them. But I think they're going to make a shift toward that team sport, and that's what they're going to become.
Sure.
I mean, because that was a part of it anyway.
Correct.
You know, they were going head-ups with the academies, if you would. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which is real hard to go head-up against.
When they're on every corner,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So, and they've been at it for a long time and got it figured out. Yeah, because I did one trip over to the Dick's that was closest to my house just for the heck of it. And initially it was sort of a multi-story, I say somewhat nicer as far as decor and stuff than an academy.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't like the multi-story. I didn't want to go upstairs for other stuff. You know, I didn't like that, where academies all laid out on the same floor.
Right.
But then I did go over to their firearm ammunition area, and just a little high. You know, they were stupid.
Yeah.
Really, they didn't get it.
And how about the knowledge of the product that's available? Are they just order takers?
Total lack of, yeah.
Yeah, order, right.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
Let's go back to the NRA just for a second. What do you think about Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North being poised to become?
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, Selleck's too busy. He was the logical one because, I mean, they just accelerated by leaps and bounds when Chuck Heston was president. What a great spokesman, a great face for them, and so
and
on.
A great voice,
yeah. But Blue Bloods is such a good television show. I mean, just Selleck's got a lot on his plate, and it's understandable. But he is on the board. He is on the board.
Right.
But Ollie North, I think that's kind of cool. Now we'll see how. I say his handlers because there are, and the promotional people, the Macris Group, and so on that works with the NRA. Now let's see how it goes. I know under Chuck, when they had the I Am the NRA program and so on, it was just wonderful for the organization and opened it up to a lot more people. A lot of other civilians who were maybe in the middle or weren't thinking one way or another kind of went, oh, wait a minute, let me look at this now.
Right. Chuck Heston, when he was president, he was Moses, over the NRA.
Oh, he was.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And did did a great job.
Correct.
Oliver North, with his television, his, talk show appearances and all.
Yeah.
I think he's the right man for the right time that will stand up and will take on and be that. He'll take some of that pressure off of Wayne LaPierre. Okay.
Or they could have brought, I've got to check and see if he's still alive. One of my favorites all during that period, and I had the great honor of interviewing him, G. Gordon Liddy.
Right.
Now, what a stepper he was. I mean, G. Gordon was the only one out of that whole bunch that said, yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did it. I did it. Okay, I did it. Went, did his time, got out, and went on down the road. It was great.
But the reason why I mention that is as I look at all the notes and a lot of the news we can't get to this week on the heels of the Dick's situation is in Connecticut, there's an anti-hunting and anti-gun bill that's moving through. In Oregon, an assault weapons ban comments are due by, now, and they're evaluating all those comments. It is never, never ending, folks.
It's that raft of politicians trying to get their airtime and get their ink.
Right.
I propose,
Sure. We do have some news here in the Lone Star State.
We have some good news?
Well, it depends on how you look at it.
Oh, okay.
For those that love to fish offshore, we always like to see the Gulf shrimp season close on May 15th, which it is.
Okay,
because that's going to allow the shrimp to grow to a larger, more marketable size. And then somewhere about July 15th, here in a couple of months, it will reopen.
Okay.
All those shrimp boats, from all on the Gulf Coast will be in Texas waters, pulling their nets at night and then calling, at first light, and they become targets. For those running offshore.
Oh,
okay. For the mosquito fleet.
There we
run offshore and you just have a...
Follow the shrimp boats.
Follow the shrimp boats and you're going to catch some fish underneath. Speaking of fishing, you asked me why I had a map out earlier and I was just looking because my recent trip with my mother into the hill country along the South Llano River that you're very familiar with. And Texas Parks and Wildlife stocked 35 tagged Guadalupe bass in the South Llano River at multiple locations. And basically, it's just a little contest. Catch tagged redfish and, follow the instructions. But, get some pictures. But that South Llano River, and again, so much is of Texas is privately owned.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
But there's a variety of crossings. There are places.
Right.
If you get the Texas Gazette Atlas, it has all the ranch roads and mm-hmm. farm market roads and back roads that you don't see on normal maps.
Right.
And you can get to some of the crossings, and at those crossings, you can make your way, do a little wade fishing.
There you go.
On the South Llano River.
Right.
So that's pretty cool.
That's
also
pretty.
At South Llano River State Park.
Yep.
Okay. You got anything else from all the news coming out of shooting and things
like game warden stuff. We want to report on those guys.
Yeah.
They're always busy.
Yeah.
There we go.
I mean, they're always busy.
They're always busy. Yeah. Let's fling one in here. This one's called License Holder Makes a Handy Stash. Oh, okay. While on patrol, a Willacy County game warden made contact with a fisherman at Fred Stone Pier in Port Mansfield. The warden asked the angler if he had caught anything, to which the man shook his head and said, no, nothing. When the warden asked to see his fishing license, the angler readily complied, pulling from his pocket a handy plastic license protector pouch, commonly provided by some licensed retailers. While removing his one-day fishing license from the pouch, a small bag of cocaine fell out. The suspect stated he had just purchased his fishing license, and that's how it was given to him. Uh-huh. Suspect was arrested for possession of a controlled substance. The case is pending.
I tell you what, there was a note, and we've talked about it within the past couple of weeks, but how busy our game wardens are on the Mexican border.
Yes.
I mean, Texas-Mexico border.
Right.
Because there is so much illegal fishing that is going on with crafts coming out of Mexico, running in our waters, and stealing our fish.
Yep.
You know?
And the numbers are pretty shocking.
They really are.
700,000 pounds, something like that.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah.
It was huge. Absolutely. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. Plus, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road right after this.
Indeed.
Despite everything Harvey threw at us last year, the CCA Star Fishing Tournament is back. Our sponsors rose to the occasion and, in the true spirit of Texas, donated over $1 million in prizes this year. So special thanks to Texas Ford Dealers, Tilson Homes, Capital Farm Credit, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Mercury Marine, Whataburger, LP Building Products, Off Power Polaris, Mustang Cat, and Shiner Box. So now you can keep on fishing with a chance to win great prizes like John Landrum.
Check out my new boat. Thanks, CCA. You made me a winner.
Or Nick Garza.
I went fishing and I caught a Polaris. Thank you, CCA.
Or Cameron Brooks.
I won a $25,000 scholarship.
Yeah!
The sponsors are here. The CCA Star Fishing Tournament is here. The Spirit of Texas is here, and you should be here. Sign up at participating Academy Sports and Outdoors, local bait camps, and marinas. Information available at participating Texas Ford Dealers and StarTournament.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
America's best-selling truck, 41 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 41 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it is about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they will build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 41 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Ah, we're back with Texas Outdoor News. All right, Harold, how about those best bets, our fishing and hunting times?
That's right, friends. Get that pen and paper out. Here we go. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, fishing and hunting times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as poor. This Sunday through Thursday is a string of days rated as good. Friday and next Saturday are our two best days of the week. Next Sunday is fair. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to be most active until mid-morning, from mid-morning until mid-afternoon, On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from either side of the noon hour, continue until late afternoon. By Thursday, Friday, and next Saturday, times will have continued to adjust, so look for game to begin feeding from early to mid-afternoon and continue to feed until either side of sunset. Next Sunday, a major time shift occurs, with game beginning to feed well before sunrise, continue to be active until mid-morning. On Tuesday, May 15th, we will have a new moon. On the coast this weekend, as well as Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, a string of days with a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides daily. Thursday is a three tide day with two highs and one low. Friday through next Sunday are a string of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day.
All right, on the coast, weather's starting to moderate a little bit. We still got some winds that we're contending with. But over on Lake Calcasieu, Big Lake, they've been catching some good fish. West Cove has been one of the hot spots. South end of Lake Calcasieu has been giving up some flounder as well as redfish. Pretty consistent catch of redfish there, as well as over in Sabine. Talked to reliable Captain Randy Foreman, and he said, once again, the north revetment wall is holding some fish. Said starting to show a little bit of color, you know, every week it seems to improve, and so long as we don't have an additional water flowing down, we should be in pretty good shape. We've got trout in and around Trinity Bay deep, around the deeper shell pads. You got to get underneath some of that fresh water that still exists. South shoreline of East Galveston Bay has been doing well. For those waiting, throwing she-dogs, mirror lures, and soft dines. Heading over to Bastrop, San Luis Pass area, that whole area has just been real, real consistent and has given up some good fish. East Matagorda, around the Mid-Bay Reefs, as well as along the shorelines, for those waiting. West Matagorda Bay has been giving up some really impressive speckled trout, some big trophy trout, for those waiting the guts and grass beds. Out of Sea Drift, Captain Nathan Bebout continues to wade his shorelines looking for bait. That's the key. He said he has not had to go back into the back lake area, so he's waiting on good, firm sand, some really nice wades being made. On down to Aransas, backside of St. Joe Island, mouths of the back lake areas are good. You got to play your tides, catch it either coming in or, you know, as the tides wane and set up to take advantage of trout and redfish being opportunistic feeders. Either side of the JFK Causeway, Spoil Islands, and East Flats, in behind Mustang Island, your shorelines and grassy areas, you got some deep channels around Shamrock Cove that are good. Then you've got either side of the JFK Causeway, the grass beds, either around the boat hole or from Peta Island all the way down to the mouth of Baffin Bay on the King Ranch shoreline. Land cut starting to give up some good fish as they move through the cut. Port Mansfield drifting the Mid-Bay Reefs either side of East Cut. And then finally down on the lower Laguna Madre around three islands, the mouth of the Arroyo, the west side at Laguna Vista, and in front of the bars out of Port Isabel are starting to give up some good fish.
Okay, let's head to East Texas. Caddo, crappie are good on minnows. Catfish are good on trot lines and prepared bait. Conroe, black bass are good on watermelon, red Carolina, and Texas rigged soft plastics, spinner baits, and rattle traps. Catfish are good on stinky bait, liver, and cheese bait. Fork, white and yellow bass are good on slabs. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Catfish are good on prepared bait. Lake of the Pines, crappie are good on minnows. Livingston, black bass are good on buzz bait, spinner bait, soft plastics. White bass are good on minnows, soft plastics, and spec rigs. Blue cats are good on shad. Monticello, crappie are good on minnows. Sam Rayburn, black bass are good on watermelon, red trick worms, cinco's, and Carolina rig soft plastics on main lake flats. Catfish are good on jug lines, baited with prepared bait. Toledo Bend, black bass are good on chartreuse blue spinner baits and shallow running crankbaits around hydrilla beds. Crappie are good trolling black chartreuse jigs over hydrilla beds. Athens, black bass are good on swim jigs, hollow body frogs, and buzz baits. Crappie are good on minnows. Bastrop, channel, and blue cats are good on live bait, frozen shrimp, liver, and blood bait. Belton, black bass are good on rattle traps and spinner baits. Channel and blue cats are good on shrimp and stink bait. Fayette, black bass are good on watermelon, red wacky worms, and cinco's, and on pumpkin seed worms. Palestine, black bass are good on Texas rig craws, hollow body frogs, topwater poppers. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. White bass are good on slabs. Richland Chambers,
White bass are good on slabs. Hybrid stripers are good on slabs. Crappie are good on minnows. Stillhouse black bass are good on pumpkin seeds, soft plastics, and spinner baits. White bass are slow. Crappie are good on minnows and white tube jigs. Tawakoni. White bass are good on slabs and minnows. Hybrid bass are good on slabs. Crappie are good on minnows. Texoma. Black bass are good on Texas rig craws, topwater poppers, shallow crankbaits. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Striped bass are good on slabs and minnows. Whitney. Black bass are good on watermelon red Texas rig soft plastics and crankbaits. Crappie are good on minnows and blue tube jigs. Catfish are good on stink bait and cheese bait. Things are going really well in East Texas, aren't they?
They are.
Yeah.
Heading to South Texas, Amistad Reservoir, bass are good on crankbaits, jerkbaits, soft plastic spinnerbaits, and swim baits. Our power plant lakes, brawny, good bite for channel, and blue catfish on cheese bait, cut bait, and liver. Striped bass are good at Calaveras on striper jigs and spoons near the dam. Choke Canyon Reservoir, black bass are good on chartreuse white spinnerbaits, crankbaits, and Carolina soft plastics. Crappie are good on minnow tip jigs. Lake Corpus Christi, we don't talk about that much, but black bass are good on Texas rigs, shaky heads, and red rattle traps. Catfish are good on night crawlers and live shad. Falcon bass are good on spinnerbaits, crankbaits, and yum dingers. Channel catfish are good on frozen shrimp, shad, and cut bait. Under the cormorants, you know what that means.
Yes.
Yes. Texana, catfish are good on night crawlers and cut bait. Brownwood, black bass are very good on blue, black, chartreuse, white crankbaits, and craw and shad-colored crankbaits. Crappie are good on minnows and little fishies.
There we go. Okay, let's head up to Central Texas then. Lake Austin, catfish are good on live bait and night crawlers. Big Lake Buchanan, black bass are good on white chartreuse spinner baits, pumpkin chartreuse tail wacky sticks, soft jerk baits in 4 to 12 feet. Striped bass are good on vertically jigging silver perk minnows in 25 to 35 feet. White bass are good on bleeding shiner tiny traps and live minnows in 15 to 25 feet. Channel cats are good on live bait. Canyon. Black bass are good on jerk baits, white terminator spinner baits, pumpkin wacky sticks in 4 to 10 feet. Smallmouth bass are good on red smoke tubes, root beer, curl tail grubs on ledges in 10 to 25 feet. LBJ, black bass are good on blue-white spinnerbaits, watermelon wacky sticks, green pumpkin soft plastic jerkbaits. Crappie are good on blue tube jigs and live minnows. Channel cats are good on live bait. Travis, black bass are good on smoke grubs and baby brush hogs. Striped bass are slow. White bass are fair on chrome crankbaits and minnows in 10 to 20 feet. Crappie are good on minnows in 10 to 20 feet of water.
On the hunting scene, turkey hunters, season closes May 13th. That's this Sunday in the North Zone. Squirrel season continues to May 31, and the javelina season in the South Zone continues to August 31. Off-season hunts, pigs, exotics, doing some practice.
That's right.
Okay.
So what was your nickname you gave me a couple of weeks ago? Rumbles?
Grumbles.
Yeah.
Grumbles.
Rumbles.
Rumbles. Rumbles call you because of what you were driving.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the list of test vehicles, it's just been a lot of performance lately.
So is this on or off-road rumbles?
Oh, this is on and off rumbles, yeah.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But this one, what a hoot. It is the 2018 Dodge Durango SRT 392, and that means 392 cubic inches, which, by the way, comes out to 6.4 liters.
Oh.
And it does get confusing because I'm an American. I like my inches. Anyway,
right.
475 horsepower, all-wheel drive. Okay.
How many?
475.
Wow. Okay.
So when you drop the hammer on this puppy, it goes to town. Gorgeous looking. It had a gray clear coat. The color was called Bruiser. Black interior, leather trim bucket seats. It's mated to an 8-speed automatic transmission. Advanced multi-stage airbags, supplemental side curtain airbags. Of course, a lot of safety equipment. The SRT performance pages where you can adjust this thing for normal and race and track, and oh, here comes the ticket. Anyway, high-performance suspension, adaptive damping suspension, 180-mile-per-hour speedometer, and it will do it. Because if you see one of these things that says SRT, they are not limited like other vehicles are. Adaptive damping suspension, electronic limited stiff differential, and more. Four-wheel traction control, Brembo anti-lock brakes, power lift gate, which is nice. Inside, premium audio system from Beats, so you can hear it when you're roaring down the road. Power 8-way driver's seat with memory and passenger seat. Heated front seats, ventilated front seats, heated second row seats. Third row fold down, a lot of room, and of course those bright race pedals, which are so much fun. 20-inch 10-spoke
gloss black wheels, performance tires. The options on this thing, their technology group with adaptive cruise with stop, advanced brake, blind spot, cross path detection, lane departure warning, and more. Rear DVD entertainment center, trailer tow group, class 4 receiver hitch, and the SRT extra touches. Base vehicle 62, loaded with everything 72. And if you can afford that, you can afford the fact that you're only getting 13 miles per gallon in the city and 19 on the highway. You can top a little 20 if you got a light foot with that 8-speed transmission. That's what makes it work. Check it out. You want to be a sport and still haul the bacon. 2018 Dodge Durango SRT 392.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Texas Parks and Wildlife Boating Safety Coordinator Tim Spice, he's on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865, or subscribe securely online at texasoutdoorsjournal.com.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. And if you are a boating and fishing enthusiast, it's about to get real busy.
Yes, it
is. I mean, we've got
the time of year.
We've got Memorial Day coming up later this month. Warm weather is upon the Lone Star State. And there's going to be a whole lot of people that will be out boating. As we mentioned at the top of the program, a number of you will be in new crafts, because maybe your boat was damaged or destroyed in Hurricane Harvey. Maybe you're going to be using a craft until yours is repaired.
Or maybe you just got the urge.
Got the urge, but maybe you're going to be running into areas, particularly on the along the coast, or on an unfamiliar lake that may be at a lower level than the last time you were there.
Mm-hmm.
Need to slow it down because there's no brakes on these boats. And you really owe it to yourself, to your family, your occupants, and those around you to have taken a boating safety course to know the rules of the road. To joining us is Texas Parks and Wildlife Boating Coordinator Tim Spice. Tim, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How are you doing today?
Hey, pretty good, Bill. How are you guys today?
We're doing good.
Tim, this is Harold. Yeah, I mean, should I take the course, then buy the boat, or then buy the boat and take the course? I mean, which comes first?
Wow, you know, I don't know. I think you have to take the, you should take a course before you get out on the water, but if you want to buy the boat because you got the urge, go for it.
Well, I'll tell you what, Parks and Wildlife has a great boating section on their website at tpwd.texas.gov. I mean, anything to do with boating, from title and registration to forms, boating education, boating laws. But Tim, as we were setting this up, and of course you're an annual guest, as we head into the busy boating season, Things have changed on the coast. Sometimes there's debris, and I see lots and lots of anglers that have that boat that they've been told it'll run in 6 or 8 inches of water, just burning up shorelines, that messes up fishing, and they're running almost flat out, and it just doesn't make sense. A little common sense goes a long way to proper boat ownership as well as operation, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you know, they keep making boats that get more skinny and can travel in a lot less water. We've got some game warden boats that can get pretty skinny, too, to get out there and make sure everybody's doing everything safely and legally. But we've got some of our own recommendations. If you've got a skinny boat, we suggest that you don't have the jack plate all the way up, because those skinny boats can actually swap ends. You know, they can be so such a small amount of boat keel in the water that wind or a little wave can actually make that front end do a 180 and spin on you. And we've seen some of that. So we highly recommend that if you're driving fast on the water, you don't have your jack plate all the way up, and if you're going to make a turn, that you shouldn't be below 25 miles an hour, because you can't control the boat in a turn or if wind comes along when you're running skinny on the water. And, you know, we talked about it too earlier, like you said, with the influx of the water coming in and out of there, there's a lot of debris and changing bottoms that you just don't know about. And you catch one of those and all bets are off.
Yeah, Tim, I mean, we should all obviously be responsible in operating a boat. And if we do something really stupid, I'm sure there's an attorney waiting in the wings to slap a suit on us for something. What are some of the, rules and regs, though, through Parks and Wildlife, through the wardens, whatever? I mean, what are certain things out there, legal responsibilities or laws that we should know about?
Well, one of the things we highly recommend, and is the law, is your life jacket. You got to have a readily accessible, properly fitted, Coast Guard approved life jacket for everyone on board. And although it may not be the law to wear it, unless if you're over 13 years of age, we highly recommend that you wear a life jacket, because any kind of an accident or unforeseen event can happen in an instant, and then you don't have time to put your life jacket on.
Well, there's also a regulation that if you're born after a certain date and you want to operate certain vessels on public waterways, you got to have a boater education certification course, right?
That is correct. That's September 1st, 1993. So if, essentially, if you're under 25 years of age, if you want to operate a vessel alone or with other people who are not certified older than you, you have to have a boater education course. And we've got lots of information about those. We've got some online courses. We even have a free online course that'll get you the certification, and it's sponsored by Boat US.
Well, and before we go to break, and we're up against the mid portion of the program, so we'll be taking a break momentarily, use the kill switch. It's there for a reason. Have it attached to the operator. If that operator is thrown to his or her knees, thrown overboard, it disengages and the motor stops. And Harold, you brought up a point about an attorney.
Yes.
While that may not be, I don't know if there's a requirement that is enforced by game wardens that you have a kill switch attached to you.
Mm.
If an accident happens and someone's hurt,
yep,
I guarantee you a litigating attorney will make you pay.
There you go.
Yeah. So, hey, Tim, listen, we're up against the mid-portion of the program. If you would, hold on. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll continue our conversation about boating and boating safety with Tim Spice right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Being in a cooperative means having someone at your side, sharing the struggle and the rewards. As the most experienced agricultural lender in Texas, Capital Farm Credit returns most of our profits back to our borrowers. More than $500 million over the last 10 years. Whether you're a farmer, rancher, or rural landowner, we're all in this together. And together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 493828.
The place to stock up on ammunition is Carter's Country for practice, self-defense, or hunting. Carter's has everything you need from Federal and Estate cartridge. Federal's American Eagle practice ammo is priced right, with 9mm at just $4.97 a box and 45 at only $21.97. The superior performance of HydroShock pistol ammo can be yours in 9mm for $23.97, 38 Special for $22.97, 40 Smith & Wesson and 45 Auto is only $24.97. For the bird hunter, Federal's Top Gun shot shells in 12 and 20 gauge are just $6.87 for a 25-round box, and the Estate heavy game shot shells in 12 and 20 gauge are just $6.47 a box. For practice or plenty of hunting, it's hard to beat the economically priced Estate game and target shot shells in 12 or 20 gauge for only $5.97 a box. Stock up right now at all four Carter's Country locations. Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
We continue our conversation with Texas Parks and Wildlife Boating Safety Coordinator Tim Spice. Tim, online at tpwd.texas.gov, under the boating heading, obviously there's lots of information on boating and places where you can take the course either online or in the classroom. You know, for me, I enjoy the classroom setting to hear the other questions raised by folks of a similar interest, as opposed to the online version that basically you're memorizing, you're getting the information, but you're not getting that interaction of real life experiences. What's your take on classroom versus online?
Well, I think there's different learners out there, and some of us like to have that interaction. We've got a wealth of knowledge in those volunteer instructors that teach boating safety classes. But, you know, some of those millennials, they get that information online a lot easier than I do. So I think whatever your personal desires or taste are, your learning abilities, you should just take any kind of class to get you that basic information, because nautical law is different than vehicular law, and there's just lots of little nuances that you got to get from an education course.
Now, Tim, do you wind up getting like a card? Obviously, there's something that shows you completed the course, right? If the warden says, you look like you're young enough, have you taken the course?
I wish that would happen to me.
Ah.
I'll tell you what, we've actually moved into the 21st century.
Oh.
You can print your own card online now once you take a class. And our game wardens have, just to let you know, our game wardens have a restricted app. So if they pull you over on the water, they're going to look you up on their little portable device and be able to see whether you've taken a class or not.
You know, taking a boating education course is the first step, and then beyond that, you may end up wanting to go ahead and get a captain's license and learn even more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, education, there's not anything wrong with knowing a
little more. And they get that little hat like you've got when you play Captain Bill. You put your hat.
But you can take it to another step. Tim, one thing I wish that our boating laws would cover in greater detail and enforce is the communication standpoint. And we talked a little bit about this when we were setting this up. Particularly on the coast, a lot of people are relying on their cell phone for communication. And there are places where there is no cellular service. You go offshore far enough and you're not going to have cellular service. Many boats, and I see far too many that don't have a VHF radio, which is basically line of sight. Now, when I travel, I also have a satellite phone. I work with the folks at GCOM at g-com.us, and there are satellite phones that have, much like on your chart recorder,
mm-hmm.
where there's an alert, and it will send, you can push the button and it sends an alert up to the satellite. Nice thing about having a satellite phone, you push the button, it sends a message to the satellite, but then someone is calling you.
Ah, okay.
So you've got that response of knowing that they're coming. But I don't see that communication aspect stressed enough, because, hey, we're getting older, things happen, and there's a need to stay in touch. Any thoughts on that coming down the pike is an additional requirement of equipment required on boats, is a communication side?
I don't think that's going to happen on the recreational side. It's required for the commercial side. It is a great idea, and ultimately the captain of the vessel, the operator, is responsible for the safety of themselves and their passengers. So if you don't have communication, that lawyer we were talking about earlier might come into play. And it's just a good idea to have solid communication. And you're right, cell service, we take that for granted now, and there's some places that it doesn't work down on the coast.
You know, we were talking about that classroom versus online, and I've got friends, before we run out of time, that, you know, sharing information, but carrying the spare parts, carrying the spare prop in case a prop is spun, you know, the pins, the bushings, the washers, things of that nature. Little things that people have had practical experience with and been able to repair and then continue on their way. This is information that is shared and acquired knowledge. We get on our lakes, and goodness, it can get real busy. Speed is not an ally on the water, is it? I mean, there's no brakes on those boats.
No. You need to be comfortable and safe and prudent speed. There is no speed limit signs on the water or even on the law. It's of safe and prudent speed. So that's dictated by your skill level as the operator, the weather, traffic, all kinds of things that dictate that. Not how skinny you can get your boat and the fastest you can get to the next fishing hole.
Yeah, and, you know, sometimes it's good just to go out, particularly if you're taking the boat out for the first time, spend a little time at slower speeds in some protected water, and just practice those skills of maneuvering the boat and handling the boat and how it's going to respond. Because here in the Lone Star State, as we say, if you don't like the weather, just wait a minute. It could well change. It could be slick calm when you leave the boat ramp, and it could get real big, you know, for a period of time later on down the line. Again, tpwd.texas.gov is the website for all the information. Go to the boating pull down and go to the boating education course. For the classrooms, before we leave you, we've got some courses coming up around the state.
Yeah, we do. Go to the same website on the same boating education page, and you can search for and register for a class near you.
Very good. Our guest today, Tim Spice, Texas Parks and Wildlife Boating Safety Coordinator. Tim, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you, sir. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
There's a moment in your bones when... At the Jeep Celebration event, it's time to celebrate the most awarded and best-selling SUV lineup. Take in the fresh air with the Jeep brand's freshest lineup of SUVs, including the all-new Jeep Wrangler and the reimagined Jeep Cherokee. Help make each day one for the books with the Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. Soak up some sun through Jeep Renegade's available MySky open-air dual-panel roof. And freedom is always at your fingertips in a Jeep Compass, offering the most technology and connectivity in its class. Because no matter where your imagination takes you, Jeep vehicles were made to get you there. Hurry into your dealer now and get a great deal at the Jeep Celebration event. Jeep Grand Cherokee and the Jeep SUV brand have received more awards over their lifetime than any other SUV or SUV brand. Based on total Q1 2018 SUV sales, based on compact SUV segmentation, OEM website, Auto Knowledge, Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Okay, through this weekend, the Louisiana Pirate Festival at Lake Charles Civic Center in Seawall, 61-year-old event, oldest in Lake Charles, one of the oldest in Louisiana. Great live entertainment, great cuisine, that's food, chow. Family nights alcohol-free, though. First ever swashbuckler pirate party, pirate parade extravaganza, fireworks, boat parade, arm wrestling contest, and more. For info, LouisianaPirateFestival.com. Through the 13th, the 2018 In the Water Rock the Dock Boat Show, Redfish Bay Boathouse down at Aransas Pass. Great food and music and more. Go to RedfishBayBoathouse.com and go to one of these events in your new Ford truck.
Built Ford Tough. It's synonymous with the rugged capability, outstanding performance, and dependability of Ford trucks. Whether it's hauling a big load, getting you to a job site, hunting ranch, favorite lake, or the coast, count on the lineup of versatile Ford trucks to work overtime to get the job done. The 2018 F-150 body is up to 700 pounds lighter than the previous generation. Made of high-strength, military-grade 6000 series aluminum alloy used in big military and industrial applications. Plus, its fully boxed frame is made of up to 78% high-strength steel. The F-150 has its most advanced powertrain lineup ever, like best-in-class torque, payload, plus towing, and that's just the beginning of F-150 best-in-class features. The Ford F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year, and once again named the Truck of Texas. It's the number one selling truck for 41 years running. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
Take that truck over to Carter's Country right now. The fabulous AR-15 rifle from Anderson, only $479.97. The amazing Savage 10BA Stealth and 6.5 Creedmoor, right at $999. Special deal on a pistol. These are like trade-ins, but they're first quality. Austin, Texas PD's engraved on them. Three magazines, a Smith & Wesson MP40, only $399.97. But a big deal on Saturday the 19th at their Treshwig, the main location in Houston, is a shoot-free range day where you can try before you buy. You can shoot Rugers, SIGs, and Walthers, 10 rounds each, and check it out. Just some of the great things going on right now at Carter's Country. Straight shooting since 1961. Check out carterscountry.com. Also check out our website, texasoutdoornews.com, and check us out on YouTube, friends. Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Be safe out there and join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.